And here's something still worth an expletive. The ongoing emails from previously unknown friends overseas who want us to hold several million dollars for them.
There are so many investment scams these days. They get their own top 10 list from an investment industry trade group. I talked with Day-to-Day Personal Finance contributor Michelle Singletary about which scams made the top 10.
The newest to the list, it's real estate scams. Because of all the news about real estate, you know, up and down and foreclosure, it is ripe for fraud. And because the con artists use the headlines to catch people. So people are being snared by investment scams. They are being told, oh, you can buy these foreclosed properties for, you know, pennies on the dollar, which of course is not true. Or they're being conned into buying commercial property that doesn't exist because everybody sort of thinks that real estate can only go up, up, up. Of course, many of us know now with the market slowing down that that is not true.
Right. Also on the list, which seems to always be on the list, the oil and gas scam.
Well, they're definitely on the list now because the price of gas has gone up. And so everyone's looking for alternative ways for fuel efficiency. And so they get them to invest in companies that have possibly technology that, for example, your car could get a, you know, 1,000 miles to the gallon or something, when in fact, you know, the technology may not exist. The company may not exist.
Okay, what else is on the list?
Also on the list is foreign currency scams. There are lots of scams for small investors. And again, here's a situation where they'll say, oh, you know, the dollar's strong or not strong. And if you invest in the yen or your euro dollar, you know, you can make a lot of money over a short period of time. And they take your money and they don't, in fact, put it in the currency at all. Or people aren't realizing that it's so risky that they lose everything.
Are people finally getting wise to the Nigerian email scams? Is that on the list?
Finally, it's not on the list. But the thing that consistently is on the list, which still surprises me, is prime bank scams. And somehow these promoters that persuade people that there is these banks out there that they can buy these foreign instruments and these prime banks that only the rich know about. And it's such a scam most of the time. They're just all of the time.
So basically, if it's too good to be true, it is too good to be true.
It is. Now, here's, you know, the thing about that phrase is that obviously people think it's true. So I turn that around. Here's a couple things that will hopefully keep you from being scammed. One thing is investigate before you invest. Check with the regulators before you invest with anyone. And here's another key phrase I tell people. If someone says they have a high return, low risk investment, it's a low down dirty lie. Period. I mean, just remember that. High risk, low return, low down dirty lie. Because there is no high return, low risk investment. And also, if you don't understand the investment, like with the prime bank, most of the time, if you ask the people who were caught, they have no idea how the money was made. Don't invest. Peter Lynch once said, if you can't illustrate it with a crayon, then don't invest.
Well, thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Michelle Singletary is Day-to-Day's regular personal finance contributor. She also writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. And she is quite the multitasker. She has an NPR podcast that you can get by going online to npr.org/colorofmoney. That's all one word.